This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. We're going to talk about Democrats getting cut off from billions of dollars. You cutting off corporate America from their cultural filth, and it's working. All that, a bunch of emails, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. And a reminder that you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the Democrat Party has mega donors. The Republican Party does too. I don't want to act like we don't. We're talking billionaires who write massive checks to the cause. There are a lot of them who are Democrats. I don't get it. I know. I get it. We'll set that aside for a while. It's confusing. We'll set that aside. They're not writing these checks anymore. Barry Diller is one of those people. Michael Bloomberg, who of course you do know, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. These are people who've written gigantic checks to Democrats. Now Democrats are hurting so badly for money. There are talks they're going to have to borrow money to keep the lights on. And Diller is giving statements to the New York Post like this, quote, "For a variety of reasons, I have no intention of donating to the DNC." So I brought this up not just to celebrate, because we've been celebrating the Democrat Party's demise. I brought this up because I want everybody to understand we are at a point in time, a period in time right now, where we can make huge gains. And I believe we are starting to make some gains. Are we doing everything we can do? No. But as a country, when it comes to beating back the communist infiltration of this country, they are down and they're getting worse. They are down and out. They're lost. They have no idea which way is up. And their biggest idiots are their loudest voices right now, because they have a leadership crisis inside of the Democrat Party. And I've told you this before. I believe it is the lack of Nancy Pelosi. I believe that's a huge reason Democrats are in such a bad shape, a bad condition nationally. I know you hate Grandma Vodka, as do I. But for a long, long time, she was able to keep the animals in check in order to keep the mission moving forward. So, yeah, look, there's always going to be a crazy here and a crazy there in every party. That's kind of the way it works. But Nancy Pelosi would give you so much leeway, and then she's going to cut your head off. Remember AOC? I think it was 7-8 years ago, AOC got first elected to Congress, and she was at a big mouth like the rest of the squad, this young idiot congresswoman, total commie. And Nancy Pelosi let it go for a little bit. Okay, that's fine. Go get your publicity. Do your news. Do your Instagram. I got all that. The second AOC took it to the place where it was hurting the party, she got a talking to. It's a famous, famous thing that happened. Nancy Pelosi called her into a closed-door meeting in the office, and they had a little chat. AOC dialed it down after that. But it takes a different kind of a person to keep the animals in check. And look, everyday normie American, he may wake up and he may think poorly of Republicans, or may think Republicans are screwing up, and they certainly are But then he turns on the television, he sees this.
Obviously, it's been bombs, missiles, all kinds of stuff. To be clear, I've still not gotten any type of briefing. So just so you
He sees Jasmine Crockett. He sees Al Green.
I rise to announce that at this moment in time, I have filed H. Res. 537. H. Res. 537 is a privilege resolution. H. Res. 537 has been filed because I believe that the President of the United States has committed an impeachable act. H. Res. 57 addresses abuse of presidential powers by disregarding the separation of powers, devolving American democracy into an authoritarian.
Yeah, we got it. They're trying to impeach him again. The party's lost, and they have no leadership, and we should celebrate this time, and we should accelerate during this time. And this doesn't just apply to national politics. If you've been thinking about running locally, getting involved locally, now is a time when they are on their heels. They are wrong-footed right now, and they are making every mistake you can make, but it will not last forever. That is not how it works in politics. It will not last forever. So this was a long infomercial of me trying to push you to run for office. I'll be honest with you. That's what it was. I want you to run. Get involved in some way. It doesn't have to be Congress or some big national thing. It doesn't. Run for HOA. I don't care what it is. The water board, the school board. Run. Get involved. We are at a time, a period in time, where they are on their heels and the winds are blowing our way. And they won't always blow our way. All right? Call that the Kamala Harris rule. Let's do some emails. Jesse, after a couple years of you, right here. After a couple years of listening to you beat this drum, I decided the least I could do is start expressing my opinions and asking questions of my state and national representatives. In one instance, my state rep didn't just answer my email. He called me. After we discussed my question for about 5 minutes, I thought we would wrap up the call. But we ended up just chatting for 20 minutes. How long have I lived in Mississippi? What brought me here? Where am I from? So on and so forth. Today I had a call from our congressman, I'm not going to give out the name, wanting to talk about a question I had posed about home loans being provided, so on and so forth. I'm not running for office, but I feel better getting just a little involved. Thanks, Jesse. Don't thank me. That sounds small, doesn't it? It's not small at all. Do you know how much power your state legislature has? Let's focus on that for a minute. The state legislature, state house, state senate. Yes, you have one. I know that can be hard to believe. A lot of people don't know that when you graduate American schools, but state house, state senate. They actually have more control over the conditions in your state in a lot of ways than the federal government does. And these people are unbelievably accessible to you. Now, you get a hold of a United States senator, how many people are ever going to talk to a United States senator? If at best, you show up at a town hall, he does, and maybe get to shake his hand for a second. But are you going to get to have dinner with one? You got to go have a long conversation with one? Probably not. That's not a thing that normal people have access to. You got to be a billionaire or a big donor or some big shot. Your state rep? He lives in your neighborhood. He lives in your community. He shops in your grocery store. He gets his oil changed where you do. He's not some big shot. He is accessible to you. Have you ever talked to yours? Asked him questions? Voiced complaints at all? You can do that. You have the ability to do that. Do you know that he doesn't get very many emails? He doesn't get many phone calls? You think they do because they have these lofty, important jobs, state house, state legislature. Surely everybody's calling them. He's never going to have time for some peon like me. That's how people think. Completely ridiculous. Good point, Chris. Jewish producer Chris just said he gets 3 messages a year. Make yours one of them. What if you What if you had an issue you were passionate about? What if instead of one call, what if you called once a week until you got a hold of him? Maybe offer to buy him a cup of coffee. You have, as an American, more power than the left wants you to realize you have. See, the communists realized this a long time ago. They realized that there's a huge power vacuum because people don't get involved. So all it really takes is an effort. All it really takes is showing up, care enough to be the one who shows up, and you'll probably win. These local elections, nobody even votes. You decide you want to run? Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Nobody votes. Wrangle up your friends, go knock on enough doors, send out some mailers. You just might be the one sitting in the seat of power. Get involved. Now is the time. The wind is blowing our way. All right? All right. Now, maybe you're intimidated by what you don't know. It's very human. Very human. You think these people must have some special skills that you don't have. That's fine. You know what will help you? Hillsdale. I really mean that. Hillsdale College, by offering us free courses, more than 40 courses available online for free, they make you feel wiser than you ever were before, and you'll be wiser. You will have such a better base of knowledge about the Constitution or capitalism or the Bible or whatever you're trying to bone up on. Hillsdale will teach you at no cost if you go to hillsdale.edu/Jesse. No cost. And if you're running for office, whatever level, local, whatever it is, do the constitutional course. Maybe you think you know everything. I certainly do all the time. Yeah, I didn't at all. I found out so much I didn't know. The capitalism course, you will find out so much you didn't know, and you will have such a strong base that you'll always be able to rely on during your time in office. And you might just find it satisfying, enjoyable. All right? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I wanted to thank you for reminders about the truth being the first casualty of war. All weekend, there were so many ridiculous stories about the bombing in Iran. We have to be careful with the information we trust in general, and it's 100-fold worse in the events unfolding in the Middle East. You are a very much appreciated voice of calm reason, especially in the social media era. Information comes to us instantly, and it's endless, isn't it? And the lies are easier to spread. Not that social media is all bad. You know, I believe it's the death knell for communism, but lies are easier to spread. And people will make all kinds of definitive statements. People with large platforms, they'll make definitive statements that aren't backed up by reality. And this even goes for political leaders. It was like what we talked about in the opening of the show. I'm not going to go off on this again, but Trump announced a ceasefire. You should announce that. There's a ceasefire. Israel didn't agree to that. Iran didn't agree to that. They kept killing each other for as long as they possibly could afterwards. People lie. During war, everybody lies because the motivations are different and the stakes are higher. Everyone is lying all the time. So everything needs to be approached in a calm, sober way. And people love to make, they love to make declarative, definitive statements, bold, before they even know what's going on. And I don't ever believe them. There's the nuclear weapons, that they were almost ready to get a nuke. Do you believe that? I'm not saying I don't. I'm not saying I do. I'm saying, I don't know. You don't know. Everybody involved in that, the people who say they had them, the people who say they didn't have them, they all have motivations too. Motivations to lie. I don't know. I saw that reporting that came out a couple hours before the show. I haven't really dwelled on it, but reporting came out from CNN, from some dirty liar at CNN. But report came out that Iran's nuclear capability is not destroyed, it's just wounded, and they should be able to get it back up and running in a few months. Okay. That true? I don't know. Neither do you. Neither does anybody. Everybody lies. So you take things slowly, calmly. You don't run right to social media. See, I told you there was a ceasefire. Ah! That's exactly how you end up looking stupid. Don't make these loud, definitive statements, and don't take every news report or political statement. Don't take it as gospel, because it never is. Jesse, you say Democrats are evil, such evil individuals. I kind of disagree that many just remain silent since their party's been hijacked and infiltrated by the leftist commies. Would you explain what you're talking? Okay, so let's discuss this. Somewhere along the way, and we can have this talk if you want, but somewhere along the way, the Democrat Party changed. A lot of that comes from the intentional communist infiltration of the Democrat Party. That's not just a word I use to create fireworks on the radio. The communists, especially under the Soviet Union, recognized that the Democrat Party was going to be their way in. That was going to be their beachhead into America. They were going to be able to get the evil, sick communist things they wanted done if they could just work on the Democrat Party, because Democrats were half communists already anyway. Now, as far as where we're at now, everyone who's sane acknowledges that intentionally opening up the border, that's such an evil thing to do. To intentionally flood your country with rapists and murderers, that's just evil. There's no defense of it. It's just evil. Now, does that apply to every Democrat? Well, you say some just remain silent because their party's been hijacked. Are you okay just because you remain silent? If you're a Democrat right now listening to the sound of my voice, and I know you hate Republicans and all that, I got all that, it's fine. But you're a Democrat. And let's say you're a Democrat and you don't necessarily agree with things like opening up the border, third trimester abortion. They're just the crazy, bonkers things the Democrat Party stands for now. Maybe you kind of roll your eyes and cringe when they talk like that. Okay, good. Who do you vote for? Who do you vote for? You can argue that that's not you. That's not what you believe. Jesse, I don't believe in open borders. I'm not one of those Democrats. Okay, well, every single elected Democrat in the United States of America does believe that. So you can tell me that's not what you believe, but when you constantly go vote for the people who do believe that and will implement that, and they announce it, it's not like they hide their intention. The Democrat Party intends to bring in as many foreign barbarians as possible and keep them all here to take your job, destroy your life, and rape your daughter. And they won't feel the least bit bad when they do those things. So you're a Democrat who doesn't agree with that stuff. Okay, well, you're also the reason those people remain in power. You have to change your habits. You have to. You get what you get if you keep voting for Democrats. That's what I mean by all that. All right, we'll do it. Dig into some more of this stuff. I know the Jerome Powell news is rocking the financial world today. In case you're not aware, the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, he told lawmakers today, no rate cut. Donald Trump's super mad at him. Why did he say no rate cut? Because he believes inflation is still coming. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. But a lot of people are signaling some ugly times could be coming. When you're $37 trillion in debt, there are no flowery times coming. It's just a matter of how ugly it's going to be. Is it going to be kind of normal ugly, or is it going to be feminist ugly? We don't know. But what I do know is Gold Co. will take care of you. Gold Co. has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Gold Co. takes care of people, and people just like me who don't understand, what do you mean put gold in my retirement? Put silver in my retirement? I don't know how to do that. I don't have to know how to do that. Gold Co. knows how to do that. They've placed over $3 billion of gold and silver. Over 6,000 five-star reviews. Who can you trust? Gold Co. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So another congratulations to you. Meta, that would be Facebook, they're actually not sponsoring the San Francisco Pride Parade this year. I think you can probably use your imagination what kind of a pride parade the gayest city in America would put on anyway. It would be a lot. These corporations are pulling back. And this is part of what I was talking about earlier about the wind blowing our way. They're pulling back because the consumer is freaking sick of it. Sick of all the filth, sick of all the endless activism. And the consumer is starting to make business decisions, and the consumer is speaking up. Your voice matters too. They always will speak up. I'm talking about the communists. They're always going to get loud on behalf of what they care about. We have to let these corporations know we can get loud too. For instance, McDonald's is facing economic resistance after rolling back DEI policies. Well, I don't know about economic resistance. There's some crazy, it's called the People's Union. They're organizing some McDonald's boycott because McDonald's is backing off of all that DEI stuff. That story in and of itself doesn't matter, other than to point out that's what they do. They demand the corporate world fund them. And that this goes back to this Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum talk that we've had so many times before on the show. Communists believe in conquering everything, and they believe in conquering, well, I'll put it this way. Let's say you have an army, and let's say there is a large, very, very large, it's a Roman army, all right? You have a Roman army, and you've marched into Gaul, and you discover this town hostile to you has a gigantic food storage area, caves and things like that. They have so much food in there, food that could feed your entire army for the whole military campaign. You're going to go take that town. That's exactly how the American communist saw corporate America. Corporate America, for almost all of my life, and really if you're older than me, it was all of your life. Corporate America was never political. They would never get involved. They didn't endorse presidential candidates. They didn't throw gay ads on TV. They weren't doing Black Lives Matter stuff. They were out on all that stuff, out completely. What changed? America's communists saw all that money corporate America had, all that capital, all that cash flow, and they looked at it as that food supply depot, and they said, wow, just imagine what we could do if we got our hands on that. And so they attacked it and manipulated it and infiltrated it and started getting corporate America to spend its money, spend its customers' money on their cause. And we on the right, myself included, I have to own this as much as anyone else, we on the right had this attitude of, well, I mean, it's a private business. They can do whatever they want. It wouldn't be right for me to to complain or boycott. We're not like the left. We don't do that. That's the lame, pathetic, naive attitude we had. Maybe that was you, too. Look, I'm owning it. That's the lame, pathetic attitude we had forever. It's a corporate America. When you're sitting there with the proverbial pink gun aimed at your head by the newest gay group who says, sponsor our parade or else, and there's no opposing voice threatening them, they made the easy decision. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I came up across New York City, Yankee Stadium, Shea Stadium, museums, shows, just roaming around was good 60 years ago. I headed to Texas 40 years ago, and I haven't looked back. What choices, a commie or a conniving crook? Let them eat it either way. Look, I understand this way of thinking that doesn't feel bad for New York City. And I really get it from rural America, red rural America, because blue urban America, every chance they get, they will tell you what a stupid idiot hick you are and how you only vote Republican because you're uneducated. And so there have essentially been political battle lines drawn, and watching them suffer from their own terrible choices could be satisfying. It can be. Watching bad people suffer because they make bad choices feels good. It does. I get that. And I'm not even telling you you're wrong, because I'm the same way. Remember this, though. If you're in a foreign country and you look up at a billboard of America, you've seen billboards for other countries in your country. That's something that happens. New York City, it's going to be on a lot of those American billboards. Your cities, if you're a country, your cities, especially your major cities, they're a representation of your country to a lot of people around the globe, and that matters to me. Meaning, if you're sitting there right now and you're in Japan, and your daughter is about to graduate high school, I don't even know if they do graduation trips, if that's a Japanese thing, whatever, but. And she gets with all of her little girlfriends, and she says, Daddy, Daddy, I want to go to America. Well, as much as I love Montana, where I grew up, she's not gathering with her girlfriends and taking a graduation trip to see Montana if she gets to come to America one time. I would recommend it, but she won't. She's going to go to L.A. She's going to go to New York City. She's going to want to see the Statue of Liberty. That's how things are. I don't like it that the rest of the world looks at our major cities, including New York City, which is so important to the entire planet, and we look bad. I told you this before. Maybe it's hokey. I don't know. But when Joe Biden was president, on top of all the other evil things he would do, I found it embarrassing as an American who loves my country that we had a president who couldn't talk. It's embarrassing. It's a reflection of me. More importantly, it's a reflection of the country I love so much. Did you hear? Look, I'll play it again because we played it earlier when Trump was screaming about Israel and Iran. This is from this morning. But what he's saying aside, listen to how Trump speaks. Forceful, clear. Listen to this.
Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too.
Are you questioning if Israel is committed?
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never...
Clear, forceful. For 4 years, we had a president who couldn't complete sentences, who had to be helped around the stage, whose wife had to guide him to his seat. He stood there with his mouth draped open, and I'm not trying to be mean. I understand dementia is a terrible thing. That is a representation of you and me. That is a representation of our country. Other parts of the world. Doesn't matter if you say, well, I didn't vote for him. Yeah, well, they don't know or care about that in Zimbabwe. When they turn on the television set and it's, where's Jackie? I think I just pooped. What do you think they think about the United States of America, that's our world leader? Don't we look at other countries that way? How do you, well, Hey, good example. How do you look at Iran? Why? Why do you not think very highly of the country of Iran? Because their political leaders are a bunch of freaking scumbags. So they represent Iran to the rest of the world, and that's part of how we interpret Iran. All right. We have more. I'm going to play something. Wesley Hunt said something, made a comment about those Whoopi Goldberg comments. I thought Wesley Hunt did really, really well. We'll play that in a minute. And this guy's mad about the ICE raid destroying his business. I want to talk to you about Pure Talk first. The Vietnam War was a terrible thing. Vietnam veterans are just, I have the utmost respect for them, as I'm sure you do as well. Those guys went through a lot in a very terrible place. They fought a very terrible war for this country. Why is Pure Talk so patriotic? So patriotic that they hire Americans. Why would you do that? Pure Talk could save money. Just go to an Indian call center like everybody else. Just outsource all those jobs over to Beep Beep and we'll just move on. But Pure Talk doesn't do that. Why? Because they love the country. It's just a basic love of country thing. When you switch your phone to Pure Talk, Vietnam veteran-led Pure Talk, you'll save money, and it takes 10 minutes on the phone, and you get to speak to an American who will be pleasant. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The RFK Jr., you know, HHS Secretary RFK Jr., he had quite a moment today. It's a little long, but it's worth hearing. Just remember, it's hard sometimes to get movement from your member of the House or your senator. And it's not because they don't know what you want is right. It's because they've been bought off. They've been bought off by campaign donors. And they're not allowed, in their minds, to take the correct position on issues because it's, well, it's legalized bribery. Pharmaceutical industry operates like this all the time. Have you ever wondered why Republicans like Bill Cassidy from Red State, Louisiana, have you ever wondered why they're so, so loving of Big Pharma? Go look at the campaign donations, which are all public, FEC.gov. Go look at their campaign donations. RFK Jr. brought one up today.
I think you're trying to defend the indefensible. There's no way that this budget or the actions you have taken thus far as secretary are going to make this country healthier. And you keep talking about waste at the agency, but I mentioned in my opening there are 340 top scientists who signed a letter to the NIH director detailing unprecedented waste, abuse, and illegality at NIH under the Trump administration. And, you know, the thing that really disturbs me the most is this anti-science agenda that I think it's clear to me that the vast majority of scientists and medical professionals, you know, think your views on vaccines are dangerous, are not supported by scientific evidence.
Congressman, 15 years ago, you and I met, you were at that time a champion or people who had suffered injuries from vaccines. You were very adamant about it. You were the leading member of Congress on that issue. Since then, you've accepted $2 million from pharmaceutical companies in contribution, more than any other member of this committee.
It says it all, doesn't it? 15 years ago, the guy stood shoulder to shoulder with RFK Jr. saying, hey, this might be bad. This might be bad. Now, he certainly gave the company line. Why? $2 million. $2 million buys you a lot of congressmen. Jesse, if Israel has already bombed two of the three nuclear plants in Iran and there's been no nuclear fallout from either of those bombings, one would think that maybe Iran doesn't have nuclear capabilities yet. Look, I don't want to speak to that. Again, it wasn't Israel that bombed the nuclear facilities. Israel, they took out, they essentially assassinated a bunch of Iranian leaders, and they took out a bunch of the anti-air defenses Iran had. We bomb the nuclear facilities. And I am aware of the reports that say there has been no nuclear fallout. And I'm aware that there are a lot of people who say, if we bomb nuclear facilities that were enriching uranium, there should 100% be some kind of detectable fallout. That's the kind of thing that's easy to detect in the air. If there's no fallout, do we not get them? And I'm aware of people saying, well, it was too deep underground. Maybe we have to bomb some more. I'm aware of the Iranian drones that flew earlier today, allegedly at Israel. I cannot speak to these things, and neither can you, and frankly, neither can most people, because everybody is lying and has an interest in lying. Maybe their nuclear capability is wiped out. Maybe they were never close to a bomb anyway. Maybe, I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Take everything with a sober mind, all right? And also be aware the Trump administration is at least attempting to make sure there's no domestic blowback.
The Department of Homeland Security says Yusuf Meridano had been living in the United States illegally for nearly 8 years since U.S. officials determined he lied on a visa application on Sunday, just 4 months after the Iranian foreign national was added to the U.S.'s known or suspected terrorist list. He was arrested in central Mississippi. He's now in ICE custody pending removal proceedings, and he's not alone. Over the past 48 hours, ICE officials have arrested 11 Iranian nationals spanning 8 states nationwide. Among them, 5 possessed previous criminal convictions, their crimes ranging from grand larceny to drug and firearm possessions. Also among those apprehended, Ribvar Karimi. While arresting him in northern Alabama, ICE officials say they found his Islamic Republic of Iran Army identification card and allege he served as an Iranian sniper between 2018 and 2021.
The Biden administration brought Iranian snipers into the country. That's how unbelievably evil the modern Democrat Party is. As I've said, voting for a Democrat in the year 2025, I don't care what you've done before, knowing what we know now, seeing what they just did to this country on purpose, voting for a Democrat now is an act of evil. It is. Jesse, Target may be slowly turning away from some DEI in their store advertising. There's actually some dimes back on the swimsuit photo wall at Target. Okay, well, that's great. That's great, buddy. That's really great. I don't know if we're going to see a reversal of what we've been seeing in the beauty industry. Obviously, that's not my area. Fashion and makeup and pop culture. You know I don't do a lot of that. I don't care what the latest actor and actress got divorced, and none of that stuff matters to me. But it was impossible not to notice when you take the boys to the mall and there's a Victoria's Secret store. So, of course, the boys, because they're teenage boys, are going to be looking and snickering. I get it. I was a teenage boy once, too. It's impossible not to notice that there's a fat woman on as the advertisement now. She's enormous. And it was just so odd because when I was a child, the Victoria's Secret models were thought of as, you know, these beautiful women and all this other stuff. But remember that it's about tearing down every existing social norm and structure. That's what cultural Marxism really is. Every single thing. So what is beautiful? No, that's not actually beautiful. Anything can be beautiful. What is smart? No, that's not actually smart. Anything can be smart. It's about destruction. All right, let's move on. Let's do another hour. I want to talk about Wesley Hunt next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.